This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Lithuanian government said on Wednesday it's decided to close two of the country's six border crossing points with Belarus due to, quote, geopolitical circumstances, weeks after the Russian Wagner Group mercenaries took refuge in that country. Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke with Mali's military leader about the recent coup in Niger on Tuesday, a call likely to cause concern among Western governments that fear growing Russian influence in West Africa. More now from Reuters, Olivia Zolino.
In a statement, the Kremlin said the call was initiated by Mali and was focused on ending the situation, quote, through peaceful, political, and diplomatic means. As the West loses influence in the region, support for Russia has grown. Since President Mohamed Bazoum was ousted in late July, coup supporters have been seen at rallies, waving Russian flags. Military leaders in Mali and Burkina Faso have kicked out troops from former colonial power France while strengthening ties with Moscow. Putin has called for a return to constitutional order in Niger, while Wagner's chief has welcomed the army takeover and offered his services.
That is Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. On the Hawaiian island of Maui, the death toll rose to 106 officially. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has deployed a team of coroners, pathologists, and technicians, along with exam tables, X-ray units, and other equipment to identify victims. Process remains. U.S. President Joe Biden said Hawaii would get whatever it needs.
I've spoken to Governor Josh Green multiple times and reassured him the state will have everything it needs from the federal government.
Crews are using cadaver dogs to help search for additional bodies. This is VOA News. North Korea finally talking about the U.S. soldier who ran across the border, saying that after being disillusioned with American society, he made the decision to do that. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
In its first official confirmation of the detention of Private Second Class Travis King, North Korea says King is disillusioned with the inequality of American society and racial discrimination in the Army. He crossed the heavily armed border on July 18th from a border village. King became the first American detained in the North in nearly 5 years. The North Korean official news agency, KCNA, a propaganda arm of the regime, said King expressed his willingness to seek refuge in North Korea or a third country. King was supposed to be heading to Fort Bliss, Texas, following his release from jail in South Korea on an assault conviction. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. congressional leaders pitching a stopgap government funding package to avoid a federal shutdown after next month. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy raised the idea to U.S. House Republicans on a members-only call on Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the two leaders had spoken about such a temporary measure. It acknowledges that the Republican-led House and the Democratic Senate are nowhere near agreement on spending levels. Germany's cabinet is set to approve a plan to liberalize rules on cannabis, setting the scene for the European Union's most populous member to decriminalize possession of limited amounts and allow members of cannabis clubs to buy the substance for recreational purposes. The approval is expected on Wednesday, the first step in a two-part plan that will also need Parliament's backing. Apple users can take a sigh of relief after a moment of panic about the iPhone's hang-up button. Here's Ben Thomas.
Last week, a beta version of the next major update of the iPhone's operating software, iOS 17, showed the end call button, traditionally found in splendid isolation, centered well below function buttons such as mute, keypad, and speaker, instead joining them in the lower right-hand corner of a six-button block. But relax, maybe. Images of the latest beta version shows the red button right back in the center of the phone dial pad, pretty close to its usual position. But it's still not alone, now in the second row center of that six-button block, daring you to try hanging up without also opening the keypad or accidentally adding another participant to your call. I'm Ben Thomas.
There's more information on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman.